In the new year on this lovely Jonathan Majors Monday.
Oh my God. Ew, don't ever.
Happy Jonathan Majors Day.
Girl, I want to cut that out.
What, you ain't been fucking with the meme? It's obviously a joke. We're obviously not supporting this man as an actual MLK. Parallel.
No one said.
I'm like, why would we cut it out when we know we ain't trying to subscribe to that shit?
No, obviously. Whoa.
That was part of the, that's my little intro joke.
Whoa, that got intense. Well, welcome to
Let's Smoke About It.
Let's fucking smoke, because that's crazy.
No, I think it is fucking hilarious, like, how every picture that come out of him just looks even more insane than the last.
Yeah, like that one sweatpants one, where I'm Sabrina the Muse.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Ourselves.
In case... You know, it's been a while. You know, we've been starving y'all for a minute, but there's a lot that may not know who we are and what Chit is about.
Oh, Chit. They don't. Dang, I'm mad I was saying shit.
So for...
Cham.
This is Chus, Chiam, the Marvelous Melee.
And Chit is... Sabrina the Muse.
We need to start recording.
We do.
Is that what the kids say? Do they say video recording?
Or do they just record? I don't know what the kids say.
Because I know it's not film. I've been saying film. I don't even know why I've been saying film so much lately. I'm like, dang, I'm dating myself. Like, I'm not ready yet. Like, I'm still trying to be hip. Like,
still trying to be in with it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for a few more years, like...
No, it's hard. I was an accidental parent last night for like 30 minutes because, we were trying to throw a little watch party for the Lions game. We're going to get into that greatness-ish later. Yay sports, go Lions, yeah, Detroit, we're the shit.
Go sports.
Yeah, and so the older adults left to get pizza. Like, first, before my mom left, she was like, don't be smoking, y'all can't be smoking weed because all these kids are, y'all got to go outside. And she said it right in front of them in the same room. And I'm like, well, damn, I mean, why you got to be embarrassing? Why you got to be saying it in front of these little niggas? Like,
no, I feel like I'm in trouble.
Right? But then, like, one of the little boys was like, snitched immediately on his brother. Like, he hit a pen before. He hit a weed pen. And my daddy, no. And... he ain't whoop us. He just put us on punishment. And I'm like, oh my God, y'all so bad. Niggas is
terrible.
Why y'all
just say that?
Why y'all just saying that like that?
The family information?
Nigga, don't tell me your daddy ain't hard enough on you. I'm going to have to let him know something.
No, okay. I mean, what you going to do? Little niggas going to do it anyway.
Little niggas going to do it. They all going to find a way always.
And whooping you is just going to do nothing for real. Like. In that situation. Because you're going to smoke anyway, so it don't even matter. Like, why am I whooping you if I don't think it's going to change anything? Like,
oof, I don't know. Whooping's changed a little bit of my operation. I don't know.
I mean, it's just in that situation. Like, okay, yeah. Maybe, like, doing something stupid. Like, everybody's going to smoke. Everybody's going to try to drink, like, at least once.
I mean, yeah. But damn, how'd you even get that? I had to hit one of them. I actually had to, like, hit one because I had to break up a fight.
You had to hit?
I actually had to use my hand. And it wasn't as hard as it needed to be. Because I'm like, these ain't my kids. But it got out of control a little bit because I'm showering and I hear a ruckus. And I'm like, oh, goddamn, I got to actually go downstairs. And then I'm like, what is all this ruckus? And there's two boys and a girl. The two boys related, the girl's not. But one boy and the girl going after each other. She threw my phone. This bitch threw my phone. That's what he said. This bitch threw my phone. And I'm like, you threw his phone? And she was like, I'm like, why? She was like, he snatched the remote out of my hand and called me a bitch. And he was like, she just mad because she a lesbian. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? And then they started going at it. And he was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to take your phone. And then he tried to snatch her shit and chuck it against the wall. And I had to hit his ass like, yo. Like, you can't just, first of all, my mama's shit is all up in here. You can't just be throwing shit up in here. But she cracked that boy's phone. She cracked it. So I actually had to be like, all right, look. Look, this is a real problem now. There's money involved. One of them was like, you gonna snitch? And I'm like, I'm 30 years old. I'm gonna do what I got to.
Like, snitch like how? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The phone is cracked. Like, you're not gonna hide that.
Yeah, like, what you gonna say? You're just gonna be cool with her just living her life after fucking up your property?
But, like,
yeah, I'm telling. The fuck
you talking about? So, yeah, it was crazy.
And I'm telling because it's a funny story. Like, I'm not really snitching more than I'm just telling a funny ass story.
I'm like, this shit is hilarious. And I'm like, okay.
Hey, what the fuck?
We're fighting over the TV. Let's flip a coin. Let's take turns. The boy's like, well, I guess that means bitches go first. And then the girl's like, well, I guess that means it's your turn. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Because why is he saying bitch like this?
Like, liberally in front of me. Like, you bad as fuck. Like, they both cussing like hell. And I'm just like, and the way she retorting, I'm like, I'm kind of proud of you, girl. You're really sticking up for yourself. But I'm just like, my fucking word. And then the parents came back. I'm like, these two the same kid? That's all I got to say. They go through the whole workings of everything. But turns out they are the same sign. They are both Gemini children.
Damn.
So.
Oh, having kids just like seem like, ooh, I just want to like have a baby and then like wake up and it's 21.
Right. Like, why can't that be the case?
Yeah, because I'm not trying to go through the middle part.
Oof. That middle seemed rough.
The whole
double stuffed part of that Oreo scene.
Yes. I was thick. Such a horrible teenager too. Like, I was so mean. And my mom was kind of mean too. So like, maybe if she was nicer, I'd be nicer. Hmm. But you never know.
You never know.
But like, teenagers are just assholes anyway.
It seems like.
It doesn't matter. It just seems like if you're a nice parent, you're a mean parent, you're a bad parent, like, you're gonna have an asshole, like. And then the ones that be having nice teenagers don't even deserve that shit, like.
They don't. They're nice just because they have to, like, take care of the whole house because the parent sucks. That's usually the case.
Like, literally.
So
what the fuck? Like, you have, like, a free teenager? Oh, my God. They just asshole cities. I'm just.
That one is asshole cities.
Just a bunch of asshole cities.
In one.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's smoke about some shit. Let's smoke about cho shit.
It's time to smoke about cho shit. This is the part when we get into giving you advice, because we are so fucking smart.
No, we really are. We know everything about everything. We've never been wrong.
No one's told us yet.
Not yet. Not ever.
Actually.
Never will happen. Never will be. I do.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Thank you. Smoke.
Y'all can hear me choke.
All right, so how to stop being jealous of people on social media. Okay, so we have been in hiatus for a minute, so we are going to take these from Reddit. And I found some pretty crazy ones, and that one really stuck out to me because I feel like everyone goes through that. Like, how do you stop being jealous on social media?
It's a hard thing.
But we are going to just see what this person is talking about and, you know, just respond, retort.
Oh, shit. Are we reading their screen names this year?
Oh, yeah, I guess we could. All right. So, user FriendshipEastern906 said, I'm trying to... I just smoked. Why am I reading?
Shit.
Okay,
I can do it if you want.
No, I'm doing it. Okay, I'm reading.
You got it.
I'll read. I can read.
You literate.
Yeah, I picked this one out.
Go ahead. Let me show. Zip.
Okay. I'm trying so hard to have a good year. I've been pursuing my dreams. I've been working consistently, but I've always been down whenever I stroll. Stroll and see what other people are doing, and it's painful to watch. It makes me feel bad about myself, and they already have what I want. It just makes me think what I want will never happen since I'm 30. And it's people who have what I want at 25. It also distracts from working on myself since I see people with better lives. Please help. That was actually hard to read. Okay, so on top of me being dyslexic, that was hard.
You know, people be typing and they just be
their feelings, their emotions. I feel it.
You know, what I'm
and they be or they be speaking it. So it's like, But no, I'm gonna just touch bases on that. A lot of people on the internet be fucking faking because when you read Reddit. Baby, people can't fucking read or spell or do nothing. And then you go on social media and all that shit's rented. Or they just like borrowing from their friends. They're like doing this and that. It's only like a small amount of people that are really doing it.
Living what they're showing.
Yeah, you know, like.
Especially with these young ones. Well, here's the thing. Because that is a very important point. Like, because I think it's two sides of the same coin of not giving a fuckness. Like. It seems like the generation below us will do anything with when they have that goal in mind. Like, they've been raised watching these motherfuckers, like, be on the internet, be great and shit. So, like, they either gon' pimp theyself out and promote their shit like hell and actually do all that crazy groundwork that other that we don't think we supposed to be doing, or they good enough to, they can fake the shit, because, hey, fuck it.
They got time. They got their parents. Oh, yeah, and then, like, what, you're 30, so we're all the same age, basically. Like, so you're looking at people younger, which just isn't really fair. Like, they had an advantage, kind of. Like, we was taught we have to go to college and do all the other shit and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know.
Follow
we,
this pipeline. Follow our parents' pipeline.
Yeah, like, just follow this thing. And the people younger than us, even 5 years younger than us, it's like, it, like you said, like, they see people just going after, like, that one random dream, and then who are our age, which is super rare, and they were like, oh, fuck, we're just gonna do that and just be great at it.
Yeah.
And, like, shit, if I had the drive that I have now to do what I really, really, really want to do when I was in college and high school, I would be the best fucking seamstress, songwriter, singer in the world. Like, literally, because I had so much free time, but I was forced to do something else and focus on other shit, like... Or I was just lazy, like, you know?
Yeah, or like, a lot of dreams that are a thing now, we were told couldn't be a dream. Like,
it had to be a side project or a side thing.
Right, like, I was specifically told, you're not going to make no money if you go toward video games, if you go toward, you know, like, shit like that, when that is making the most now. Esports is one of the most profitable fucking things right now, but you cannot tell our parents that 10 years ago that this is how this shit was going to look.
20 years ago.
20,
yeah.
Especially 20. So, like, you know, these kids now, these younger generations, they have this different drive because, like, it's not getting shot down from all these other angles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a super not give a fuck factor and just put out the content factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they be real, whatever, vulnerable as fuck in front of a camera, whether that be cussing, wearing whatever clothes, flashing guns and shit, putting out a bunch of shit on SoundCloud, like,
crying
at my motherfucker, exposing their family. Like, they do it all without a second thought.
Yeah, they live on the internet.
And like, that and gives you that gives you reach.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't need to be online, you shouldn't be online if you get that jealous. Because you got to, like, remind yourself every day that you're in competition with yourself. And you should always just want to be the best that you can be that day. You know? Like, you just have to always be the best you can be that day. And you have to remind yourself, like, okay, people have what you want, but do you even know what they've been through? Do they know what you've been through? Do you remember what you've been through and why you are where you are, like, and how you survived what you went through? So you really shouldn't, like, you shouldn't be comparing yourself to other people. Like, I feel like I rarely do that. I haven't done that in a long time. I try not to because it's just, like,
Everyone's journey is completely different.
Everyone's journey is different. And you're going to go crazy. You're literally going to go crazy if you keep thinking about that, because you need to think about yourself.
I mean, think about what you're literally seeing these things, and then your algorithm's going to push more in your face. And there's always going to be somebody doing some bigger shit than you, period. Like, all the time, always, on both sides of the age spectrum, someone's always going to be seeing some bigger shit. If you keep looking at young kids doing bigger shit, guess what you're going to keep seeing?
Young kids doing bigger shit.
And also, but that doesn't mean that other people ain't doing bigger shit. That don't mean that people in the age group ain't struggling. There's so many people whose careers didn't even fucking start till they were literally old. We've got the motherfucking Morgan Freemans and the motherfucking, there's a lot of people who, like, got into the game or their game late as hell. Oprah, yeah, like, so many motherfuckers. So, like, you can't You can't just compare it like, oh, I should have been this then. Like, well, was you trying to even be that then? Mm-hmm. Put yourself in then's shoes. Would you have been able to handle what you needed to do? Like, fuck it, you got today.
You would have done it.
You either would have done it or you would have, or you did. We're here now, but you only got today. And then you're like, you don't know about tomorrow. You really only got today.
Yeah, you can't be mad at yourself for not doing something. You know, like, yeah, frustrated, annoyed, learn from your laziness, learn from, like, your distractions or whatever, but, like, you can't sit there and be, like, seething with rage.
look at all these young-ass like, titties.
Well, I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that. Like, girl.
Getting these monies and mansions.
Go off of social media. Take a social media break.
You can take a social media break.
Yeah.
You can try to, like, you can try to optimize. Yeah, get your fucking algorithm together. Look up other things that...
You're really good at Photoshop. Photoshop your way to the top. Like, people think you're a bunch of shit if you Photoshop.
Fake it till you make it. Because that is a thing. That's what half of everyone in the world is doing. They're faking it until they make it. Because guess what? If you align yourself with certain things, I think that's a part of manifestation and magic either way. Like, call it imposter syndrome. Or call it, I'm trying to create my dream and environment via... being in these spaces, fucking with these people, wearing these things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to cultivate that shit.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, if you're feeling jealous about other people on the internet, younger, older, same age as you, just be in competition with yourself, get off of social media, or change your algorithm up. Like, look at other stuff that will inspire you to further your shit. Things. Yeah, like... shit, sell your TV. For real, like, that might make you more focused. You never know. You never know.
Yeah. I be having to block certain motherfuckers. Like, if I just get uncomfortable, or if it just ain't sitting right in my heart, or if I'm just, like, not enjoying their content, then, like, why the fuck am I going to keep letting it be in my face? Mm-hmm. Like, you can feng shui your digital space as much as your regular space.
Mm-hmm. And you should more want to feng shui your digital space. The most.
They all matter. Yeah, because that's super optional. Like, you really don't have to be submerged. And it's mad crazy out there. The information just be trying to poach you.
Yeah, no. It's like just a hive of information. Just, you're tapping into such a small space. Get inspired. Watch different things. Let's go to a different one. In the meantime, let's tell y'all what we're smoking about.
Oh, what we're smoking? We're smoking for the about.
Girl, it's some white shit. Like, it looks like fucking crack rocks. It's
kind of like, I was looking at it in the bag, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it looks like fucking green crack for real, like, and I don't know what it's called.
Is it not snow something? Because I think my dad had that
snow
shit.
Snow bunnies. Yeah, so the weed of the day is snow bunnies.
Snow bunnies, and it actually looks white.
You know, it's white as hell.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a sativa, so it has that, like, I'm high, but am I high effect to it. Like, but not, like, in a bad way, though. Like, I still feel high, but not, like, dumb.
Yeah, not heavy, not dysfunctional.
Yeah, definitely not dysfunctional. Not
at all. But okay.
All right, let's go to the next Reddit. Who's the user?
The user is throwaway98293827. Now, you know when it's a throwaway account, they a little embarrassed, and I understand. You know, you don't want certain shit coming back to you. So there's lots of throwaways. But this throwaway is saying, I have zero drive to do anything in life. Oof. All right, let's get into it. I'm a 22-year-old male, neat, living with my parents.
Wait, what's neat?
Now, that means no education or employment training, like no employment or educational training.
So it's like an acronym.
It's an acronym.
N-E-E-T. So national...
not in education, employment, or training.
Ah, okay.
Yes, so... not really doing none of the other stuff at a pretty prime age to be doing the stuff. Continuing on.
That's crazy. I couldn't even imagine being a neat.
I couldn't imagine not doing shit at 22.
No education or entertainment. It was what?
No employment, education, or training.
That's crazy. Like,
it's only entertainment.
I'm literally trying to even picture a life like that. Because I feel like the only time I've been like that is when I'm sick. Like, when I was sick as hell and I was bedridden.
And that's not being in nothing. That's just, like, you were still enrolled
into something.
Like, still on a payroll.
I was
payroll.
Training something. I was employed somewhere. I was eating somewhere.
Eating? You know, I've replaced every, with this every other E you could, and I'm fucking living for it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so. Damn.
Education? Or employment.
Or training. Wow.
We're going to get into it. Because she's going to find some more E's.
I'm talking shit.
To find this nigga ain't into.
And I feel so bad.
We just straight laughing at this.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, no. We're getting into it.
No, sorry.
Dropped out of college at 18. That, like, when you started it? Oh, shit.
We don't ever go get to this. A week fucking in.
Ooh.
Okay, sorry.
I don't think we ever. We only on the second sentence. God damn.
Sorry.
I hope this make you feel maybe a little bad to do something. Like, okay.
No, because I read this, but I was like more tired. I was more sentimental. I was like, right. Oh, he has mental health issues. Like, that's really what I was thinking the whole time. I didn't mean to, like, now that I'm being a bitch about it.
Right. Nah, shit.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, because we got to get to it. There might be some context.
Okay.
All right. Oh, shit, third sentence. Okay. I am a total drag on my parents' life.
Aww.
And the only reason they haven't kicked me out yet is because they know I'll have nowhere to go. They've tried putting their foot down before a few times, i.e. charging me rent, but I just didn't do it. One time they locked up all the food and said I'd have to pay for my own if I want to eat, but I just stopped eating until they fed me again. Oh, I've had tried working a few times at retail and fast food, but eventually stopped showing up since I didn't see what the point was. Money? The point was money.
That's what I was saying. It has to be like mental health, because...
Yeah. All right, but damn, I am a total leech on my parents. Like, this amount of awareness is killing me. I hear them talk to my grandparents and their friends about how pathetic I am. Even my younger sister pities me when she comes by to visit. I do chores around the house to keep my parents somewhat happy about the situation. Okay, I was on meds for a while, but stopped since they made me feel like a zombie. I've gotten really bad now. I don't even leave my bed anymore because I'm so lazy. I've even stopped playing video games since they require too much effort. I just lay in bed watching YouTube and anime all day before going back to sleep. The worst part is my parents no longer financially stable to keep living where they are, and they might need to downsize to an apartment in order to keep supporting me. What can I do to fix myself?
Mm. Yeah, I'm like, it was sad. Like, that's why I'm like, ugh. I feel so bad, because, like, the awareness is crazy. Like, you just want to get up, but you can't get up. You might have to get on some different medication.
But that's another thing. Like, the awareness was also, like, evident in... Because, you see, I had no sympathy until there was the meds. I really wonder what these meds are, because being on meds does suck and can go in either direction, being on or off, especially being on then getting off.
Mm-hmm.
Can fuck you up chemically in all sorts of ways. However, it seems like they know enough to be able to, like, manipulate the parents. And, like, you know, once you start getting into, like, actively being manipulative, it's hard for
me. How do you think they're manipulating the parents? Because of the not eating thing?
Yeah, like, nigga, what are you talking about? Like, how did you just not eat and was able to be around? Do you know how long you have to not eat for the parents to lock up all the food and then be like, all right, this nigga not eat. We got to do it because he just not eating. Like. And you 22. Like, nigga, when you was motherfucking 12, you was getting your own honey buns and chicken. Like, what are you even... Like, I remember getting my own food at a point sometimes. But, you know,
That's what I was thinking. It was just, like, a mental illness and that this person should go on some type of medication. And I'm, like, really... I try to, like... I don't know. Because everyone's different. So, like, for me personally, I rather do everything but go on medication when it comes to mental health. Like, I just want to kind of, like, fix it on my own so I can get, like, long-term tools to, like, fix things so I'm not, like, just dependent on a drug.
Right.
But some people, have to get on some type of medication because, like, you don't even have enough, like, wherewithal to, like, do anything. Yeah. Like, you're not just, like, at your parents' house and you're, like, a artist. You're just a starving artist and you just make this beautiful art and you sell a piece here and there, like, twice or three times a year. You know, like, you're mm-hmm. making something, like, you're trying to do something, you know, like, you're somewhere. But, like, you're just, like, you don't even play video games anymore.
That's kind of wild. That's, not, you know, I mean, it could definitely be, like, some depressive shit, some, it could be a whole lot of things, but, because I might sound away, and I ain't trying to, because I'm all for mental health, and I'm also all for doing what you gotta do to do where you gotta get. But, like, I've watched it happen way too many times, like, there being some sort of, like, I don't want to say using it as a sympathetic crutch, but, like, you know, or weaponizing incompetence. It just gave me a lot of that. And I'm like, if you're aware enough to be able to come on here and articulate this well, you can go to your parents and say, listen, I know I'm a fuck up and I'm trying to be better and I don't know what I need to do it, but I need help. And I don't know if that means we switch medications and try something out, or if that means we go this route, or I don't know what it means, but mom, dad, I need help because I feel bad for doing this to you. But yeah. But if you can get a job and say, I don't see the point, when the whole point is literally money, even though it could be very depressing to be in a fast food retail job, nigga, you 22, like, you're exactly where you would, that, what? Like, that's a normal job to have then.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a complete fucking failure for working at fast food at 22. There's so many people in so many ages at the fast food joint. And honestly, I feel like we need to stop demonizing just certain, like, all jobs. I'm like, everything needs people to operate.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be talking down on it because what it is. We should be grateful to have that.
Yes. Okay. Because people need jobs, and we need those jobs done.
We need them shits done!
Because, like, even though I am not talking down on any jobs, and I, like, right now, I'm a waitress and a bartender, you know, at two different places. So, I don't mind food, but I couldn't do fast food.
Fast food is rough.
Fast food is rough.
But you're at a point in your life, 22-year-old male, where you might need to do very something. Normal to be doing that.
But you need to, like, just do something, like, become a bartender. Like,
there's so many other ways.
Something. Like, oh my God, I just feel so bad for your parents, like, the more I just think about it. And the fact that you called yourself a neat, we had to look that shit up.
Like, you know what you are. And that's crazy.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Because even people who are like, oh, I'm unemployed. Like, okay, you're unemployed, but you're, like, nothing. You're not educated. You're not training. You're not trying. The T is trying, not training. The T is trying.
Not even trying.
Like, national.
Like,
what is it? National.
This national. Not.
Not.
In education, employment, or trying.
Or trying.
Just not trying at all.
Yeah.
Not even trying.
Yeah, not even trying. I like that one the best. Not even trying. Like, why are you not even trying?
Why you ain't trying?
Like, you don't even do no dumb shit. Like, you don't even do dumb
Come
shit.
Come
on
now,
because
that's crazy. We was just saying that you could get somewhere with some video games.
I
want to
be on your side so badly because I definitely get the fucking.
I get it. Health.
But you're right. Weaponizing incompetence is real.
It's real as fuck.
And I hate that shit. Because people be, like, leaning on their just dumbness or leaning on their, like, oh, people think I can't do things, so they just do it for me. And, you know, I'm a girl. I'm a woman. So I do it.
I do that shit every day with my man. I don't know how to do a goddamn thing. With a boyfriend.
Okay. You know what? Actually, fuck my man. You know why? Because I change light bulbs in this bitch. I build shit in this bitch.
I'm not gonna hold you up. I don't do shit.
I do hella shit. But there is certain stuff I'm not gonna do. Okay?
I don't get water from across the room, goddamn. Like, I don't do shit.
Oh my God. How do you train?
With chives around. I mean, I didn't have to. I just got kind of like that shit. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. These people exist.
I mean, he's doing. Let me talk.
He be doing a lot. You know.
He do.
He be there.
He just not like babying me and shit like chives does.
No, chives be like, bitch, when you hurry up and get sick, please. Like, let me carry you from room to room.
slowly poisoning you. Like,
not the Gypsy Rose of it all.
Yo. Oh my God, my bitch Gypsy.
Oh yeah, we gotta
Why
say
Why the
it.
Fuck is Gypsy doing more than this neat ass nigga?
Yo! Like, this motherfucker was told she couldn't do nothing and did some shit. did quite a few things. But.
I mean, yeah. But that bitch had it coming. When you poison a baby from baby to teenager.
To adult. Damn near. Young adult. Because that motherfucker was young as hell. Old as hell thinking she was young as hell. Like.
Oh, yeah. She did lie about her. Oh, my God.
I'm like, you something for that. Because that's, I mean, all you do
so
is.
So how much can you lie about that? Because, like, if my parents. I'm 30. So my parents are like, you're 15.
I think she was like.
How would I not know that I was older
20
than 15?
Something. Because she was damn near 20, thinking she was 14, 15.
14, 15? Where did all that time go, like, in her mind? Like,
shit.
When she was 6, she must have thought she was, like, 1.
I think it's like you're a product of your environment as fuck. Like, all you, your mama is your God. Like, your mama, everything your mama tell you, you gonna believe it. So.
But why didn't none of her family tell her her age?
I think they moved around a lot. And that was, like, a part of it. But also, at least in Gypsy Rose's case, like, if you drugged up all the fucking time, you can shave some time off. You can shave some.
Mela, if you had a fucking baby and you moved around, we ain't really talk like that. We would talk, like, twice a year. And you just hit me with, oh, yeah, my baby is still 4. Like, 10 years later.
It might have been real methodic. It might have been like, you know, we had a couple of 7-year-old, 8-year-old parties and a couple of, it might have been some shit like that. I don't know, because she was.
That is so wild.
The girl had to find her own social security to figure it the fuck out. She had to be sneaky. And she figured out she could walk and by just trying to try.
Damn.
Like, the hell. So, I mean, I'm glad, I mean, shout out to Gypsy Rose, because I'm very, like, happy to see how she's been, like, out and about. You know, she's out here talking about how the D is fire with her husband, and.
Okay.
Like, that was a quote. Like, she said the words, the D is fire, on a public post. Like, it was a text. I love it.
Okay, you know, I just hope it's not like a Stockholm Syndrome type of thing.
No, she got this husband while she was in jail. She ain't with the nigga that killed her mom.
Well, I know that, but yeah, you know, it's like the first nigga.
In case, you know, some of us.
Like, does she even know what Bomb D is?
Does she know what that is?
I wonder if she was in jail just being a lesbian.
Yeah, I figured that was happening.
A lesbian hoe thot.
She is a hot girl. I can tell by the way she had her nails and makeup done.
She is a hot girl. I feel bad for her because she did, like, just miss her whole entire, like, party thing. And as an American, that's just a part of, like, that's a rite of passage. It's going through a party stage. Like, you need your party hoe stage.
Like, the stereotypical ones, the college, university, the.
Yeah, like,
sneaking in high school shit. The.
Going out with your friends, going to the bar. Like, I'm not ever gonna advocate for getting blacked out drunk, but, you know, just drinking.
You gotta experience some shit.
Yeah, just like going out, you know. And if you're gonna get blackout drunk, this is for the children. If you're gonna get blackout drunk, just be with some people you really, 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 really trust. Like, and it should be only your birthday, for real. Like, if you're getting blacked out drunk every day, you need help.
No.
I hate people who get blacked out drunk every day. And people be like, oh, that's just them when they're drunk. They're really cool. Like, bitch, like, they're always drunk.
But they're always drunk. Also, blackout can mean either being incapacitated blackout or moving and doing things and saying shit and not remembering at all. Like, both of those are blackout.
Like, I literally hate that. Because then now they're like, oh, yeah, someone told me how fucked up last night was and blah, 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 blah. And I'm, you know, that happened to me before. Someone said, like, yo, you said some fucked up shit last night.
Crazy shit. Oh, shit, I remember that crazy shit.
That was wild. I still feel bad.
Straight totaling yourself. But.
Felt bad, but whatever. So, you know.
But no, people be doing whole shit. People be. I'm like, damn, you had your pants off and you was throwing up everywhere and then you tried to make out with so-and-so right after. And then, like, I had to, like, really explain that to a few people and they just be sitting there like, huh, what?
That is not me, bitch. I guess it was you, bitch.
I got a video, actually.
But I had that video because you were blacked out and I knew you wasn't
gonna believe this shit.
Like, I swear, like, you got to do that shit. If you have a blackout friend, you have to record them every time. Like,
it's not exploitative.
It's not. It's not. Like, just show them and delete it, or show them and send it to them. Like, you know, like
if you cool with this being you when you this fucked up, then all right. But now you know.
Like, now you know this is who you are, and I'm not going to be your friend like that if it's too much. So, yeah, because it's like, come on now. It's not your birthday.
It's not even your birthday. Like,
at 5 o'clock p.m. Like, okay, have a little buzzy buzz. Like, you know, I'm not saying, like, shit. Most people are alcoholics. Honestly, the American culture is alcoholism.
It's pretty bad. I mean, shit, it is a lot of other places, too. Like, in Europe, I mean, it's not alcoholism, but the alcohol be like, I feel like it's a little more class A, but they start their kids out like they fucking 13 at the table with the wine. Like, you know, they get it in the culture early, but I don't think.
I don't feel like the feeling of being drunk is just inappropriate for, like, a kid. It's just inappropriate because you're already a drunk ass nigga anyway. Like,
acting crazy.
You already acting crazy.
You got these wild thoughts.
And I need you to remember your fucking childhood. Like, and it can't be, oh yeah, all the time we drank together and got fucked up. Like,
but they ain't getting fucked up. They just be having like the one glass at dinner. And that's just what that is. Like,
I am fat now and I couldn't even imagine having like a fucking fat and old. I can handle one glass of wine. I still be feeling it. I be so like, I be all sexy feeling. Like, I don't want my kids to be feeling sexy.
When you say it like that,
they can be cute, like, you know, drinking wine, feeling sexy.
Absolutely not. I don't know. It seems like alcoholism is just like you either gonna trip and fall into that shit or you're not. And
so I think the definition of alcoholism is 3 or more alcoholic drinks a day, or like not a day, but it's like 4 times out of the week.
Oof, we was fucking up.
You know, like when I was, because I went to the doctor or whatever, it was like fucking therapy and shit, and that was a part of it. That was one of the questions, like, are you an alcoholic? And they put the fucking thing. I was like, oh,
like, well, if you're gonna say it like that,
yeah, because I know people who are worse than me
that are actually very much, because we're
like, they're raging alcoholics. Like, what am I? Just like, I be chilling. Like,
we're social drinkers.
We just social people, though.
But we be out.
No, fucking dry January fucked me all the way up. You know, like, because it's not even the end of January. I already fucked up.
Oh, so, shit. I'm like, wait, you doing it?
I was. Like, I swear in my heart,
like,
I was.
Like, this year? Oh. Oh, that is so funny.
No, so I made it 6.5 days.
Let me stop drinking.
So, yeah. Like, but the thing is, like, okay, I'll stop doing stuff, but I'll be cold turkey with it. You know, when I stop doing shit. And so it was just, like, a fad. It's really hard for me to follow the trend, like.
Yeah, you know, you're
following the fad of, like, everybody else. Like, I did stop smoking cigarettes, and I have not had a cigarette, and I haven't wanted one either. So, ooh. I'm going to keep that up for my whole entire life, the rest of
good
my
shit,
life.
Good
yeah,
shit.
I was feeling weird. Like, I'm like, why am I feeling weird? I'm just feeling weird. I don't want to give too much energy to it, but I was feeling weird. And I was just, like, sitting there like, damn, why am I so fucking sensitive? Like, people be smoking cigarettes, Marlboro Reds for, like, 100 fucking years.
They do.
Like, 100 years be 106.
And not getting cancer. And I don't know what that's about.
Nothing be wrong with them. But like, I smoked for, what, 2.5 years? And I'm like, ooh, I feel weird. Like, I'm like, what? Nigga. Yeah. So I'm like, nah. I'm gonna stop.
No, I be feeling every time. I be feeling that shit. I feel that shit with the vapes hella, like, it give me, like, stomach sick.
I'm
like,
definitely stop vaping.
I don't know how these children be just puffing these clouds.
No, they got a different type of lungs or something, because, like,
we never gave that dude advice. Huh? We never gave the advice. I guess we did. We did. We tell him to talk to his parents. Did we close it out?
Oh, we didn't. Now you ain't trying.
Well, shit. Why should I try if you ain't? I'm sorry. My bad. I'm
going to
take
that back.
You for real? I'll take that. I'm sorry.
Why should we do anything for you? No, yeah, I don't think we're the right people because we're obviously judgmental.
I don't feel like we're judgmental. I feel like we've experienced some things and seen some shit, and that's why we're obviously advice experts.
Yeah, we are really way more open-minded than a lot of other people.
You feel me? Because, you know, listen, we're going to end this one off because we have a lot of good things going on. But I think if you're aware enough to be this articulate about it, you can express the need. But I am afraid that he done took all his parents' money being an ass, and now they can't afford to give him the meds.
Yeah, it's got to be more than like this. Like, I don't know. You just, if you're going to come on your burner page, you should really just say
you made the burner, nigga.
You might as well just say everything. You might as well lay it all out. Like, how much do you cost a month? Like, how much are you asking for?
We need to know the expenses. Oh, golly.
Like, how much power are you using? How much, like, what are you doing? How much food are you eating? Like,
I've never heard, I mean, I've suggested that for, like, I haven't even, I suggested that shit as a joke, maybe even, to lock up the food. Do you know how much effort that is?
To lock up food?
Lock up all your food. To lock a fridge. To
put a lock on the fridge?
Nigga.
That's crazy. So every time I gotta use it, I gotta, like, unlock it.
I gotta let you wake me up. Now you gotta wake me up as a parent to unlock some shit for your ass. If I'ma even say yes to it. That's some prisoner ass shit. That's fucking wild. You know what
they
need
to do is just put like a little vending machine thing on it, like some money. So he can just put money in it every time he wanna open it.
Genius a little bit, actually. I fuck with that. And y'all just keep the money. And y'all could put it, you know, the parents could put it towards something if he ever figure out a damn goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, express your need and
express yourself.
Quit being an ass about it.
I can't believe we went back to the subject.
Because I'm like, wait, we never gave it to him, but you know, we gotta give it.
Give it. You're right.
We gotta try to try. We gotta try more than this nigga.
Okay. Okay. Well, yep. Everything mainly say, I agree. I have nothing to add on to that.
Merp.
Let's move on to our next subject where we smoke about the world.
We smoke about.
Yeah, we're gonna smoke about. Well, maybe not the world. Our world, I guess. Our world. Most of the girlies' world is baddies.
Oh jeez. Oh jeez.
Baddies and Zeus. So, as of this recording, I have not seen the episode that came out on January 14th. I've seen a lot of like negative reviews about it, but it cannot be as bad as the one that came out on January 7th, where it was just Smiley
dying, fake dying,
this fucking weird ass 3-shot sickness. I am so tired of her.
My word. Because okay, so we're on the same place then, because I haven't seen the latest episode.
Perfect. But okay, so this is that's not why we came on here. We did not come on here
about baddies specifically, gossip.
Yeah.
But baddies in general of the world, the culture.
Yeah, like, what's going on, ladies? Are we tired?
Are we tired of baddie shit?
Are we tired of it? Like, can it evolve? Is there anything going on that will evolve?
So, I wanna for context, because I actually very recently got into a discussion like this, where we're not talking about baddies as in, like the definition of baddie here is, I guess, how we would define a baddie off of baddie. So, like, the meme where it says you quote-unquote can't be a baddie if you ain't got lashes, a BBL, or what was the third thing? It was, like, some third extra thing. Or be prepared to fight. Like, it's a specific... we gotta find that damn thing. But it's, like, we're talking about the stereotypical culture baddie. There's some plastic surgery involved. There's some fighting. The Sukihanas.
I was talking about, like, I don't mind the look. I will never hate the baddie look.
Yeah, not the look, but, you know, it's like, you know.
The whole.
We're talking about any bitch who would qualify to be on baddies. Like, not every bad bitch is going to be qualified for baddies.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like the baddie culture is what is being debated upon. How long is this staying? How long these BBLs and shitty attitudes are supposed to get you this far type shit.
Yeah, for real. And like, this season, it started off really good, but it's kind of like tapering off. Like, where we feel like we would be the most excited, it's just tapering off. Why'd y'all show us that Sukihana, excuse me, y'all, Sukihana Rolly fight? And it hasn't even happened yet. It's been 3 months.
Yeah, they showed that a while ago.
That was the first thing they even showed. And that wasn't even coming up until the next year. Like
what
fuck?
Are you talking about?
Like, I'm not that hyped to see a fight. Like, you're not going to hype me up to see a fight like that. You know, like, fights are all over the internet.
Yeah.
I live downtown Detroit. I see a fight all the time. I could walk outside
and I live in Central Vegas.
See a fucking fight.
Yeah.
She can probably see. Go. You're gonna hype that shit up for me.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, Bad Girls Club, I just missed the format. Like, it was right here, right now. We saw half of the fight here. Then we saw the extra juicy part there. There was never like, oh, you previewed the extra juicy part of the... Is it the editing? Maybe the commercials.
Always. I mean, they gotta keep us stringing along, but I mean...
I don't know.
Actually, that brings up a good point. Like, we've been glorifying shitty attitude fighting bitches for a minute.
What's next? Tired of it.
Because there was fucking Bad... There had to be something before Bad Girls Club. What was before that? It had to be something that got us into it. Or was that really the start of reality?
Like Bad Girl reality. Yeah. I think so.
It might be. Bad Girls Club / Jersey Shore / what came before that? Or was that it?
Like Real World.
Real World, yep.
They had like arguments between women and there, and that's probably what inspired, like, oh, let's put all these bad attitude, cute young fucking bitches in one house.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There is an evolution coming.
Yeah.
Because I think I am personally tired of the format. Because maybe it's Zeus the way they edit shit, or it's Now That's TV how they edit shit. Like, it's just not spicy enough anymore for me. Like, I know watching people have fun isn't the funnest thing, especially if they're not funny people
or
like,
being positive.
Yeah, being positive. Because, like, these girls are really not that funny. Like, I can't listen to them talk like that. I can listen to Sapphire and Suki talk
forever.
But
there's a lot of people thinking that they're funny.
And they not. Mariah Lynn.
Ooh, shit.
Oh, God, you are not funny. Like, you're funny. Mariah Lynn is funny. But when she try to be funny, she not funny.
That part. Love her, but she be, like, kind of a mess in them confessionals.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie, because I'm like that. Like, if I, like, really sit there and be like, oh, I have to be funny right now, I'm not going to be funny. If I just, like, chill and just say what I want to say and just be me, I'm a lot more funnier. You know, like, if you think about it, you're not a comedian, and that's fine. You're a funny person, but you're not a comedian.
But that's the thing. I think that's another, like, thing about the quote-unquote that baddie culture, is that you still get rewarded. You're still getting paid. You're still getting eyes on you.
Well, yeah.
You're still getting all that shit.
Because people love negativity. Negativity will always fly. That's why it's like, we do need an evolution, because, like, this is getting a little stale. You know, it's getting a little stale, where we've seen the Jocelyn Cabaret. Jocelyn Ray didn't even end off, like, violent either. Like, they was all friends.
It was actually, and I'm okay with that.
And they got, like, and they got the show together, and now she's touring with that big-ass fluffy hat. And
Everybody, look, half of them be looking real coked out in these pictures. It's so funny to me.
They do, but, you know.
It's so funny.
The show must go on.
The show, hey. Okay. You gotta stay up on these late nights, baby.
I was thinking about starting a cocaine habit.
You get shit done, baby. The booger sugar.
The booger sugar. Okay, I was about to say that, and I'm like,
literally. Help. But no, I mean, in all seriousness.
In real life.
Okay, question. Do you think the BBL is going anywhere? Do you think that it is a fad, or you think it's just going to get better?
I mean, I think that, like, all surgeries have their high points and low points, and I feel like it's just, like, a personal preference for people now, like, and then a lot of people are getting, like, their BBLs taken out, or they're getting just, like, smaller ones, but it's just a personal preference. Like, say you in the fucking South, you still gonna want a big old fat ass, you still gonna want that, because that's what the men around you want, you know, like, at the end of the day, that's what the men around you want.
I mean, shit, it's what you grew up with. I don't know.
What you grew up with, yeah.
I mean, you grew up with everyone around you congratulating, men, women, and work environment, congratulating having a fat ass.
So, and then some people have been in an environment where you're congratulating for having big boobs, you know, like, unfortunately, in the Black community, big boobs is not it. Like, the fuck, like
they cool, like, they a plus.
They cool, yeah. They're like,
if you ain't got that ass, you know. Yeah, but like, I think it's shifting. I think, you know, people are fucking that, because, you know, all the no booty bitches be getting wifed. real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's not like an absolute thing, obviously. But yeah. When it comes to BBLs, I just feel like it's going to be just a personal preference type of thing. Like just yeah. The hourglass shape has just always been my personal preference. It just seems so pretty, so womanly. Like it just seems like what a woman is, I guess, to me.
It's always been celebrated. Like
celebrated.
Go
like
all
so
the fucking
much.
Way back. Go to 18, 17, 16. Yep. They are cinching their goddamn waist
all
and
in.
Fluffing up the butt part.
Yeah.
Kind of a lot.
To get that womanly
get them hips.
Shape, yeah.
The trend changed between either fattening the lower or skinnying the middle. But the goal was always to be stacked in some way.
But let's get back to the evolution of baddies. And I should have had it already pulled up. All right, so the evolution of baddies is coming from the world's baby daddy, Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon, everyone, the world's first and only baby daddy.
He my baby daddy, and I ain't even seen him.
He was my baby daddy when I first saw him on Nick. Okay, when I saw his fine ass come out on all that, I was like, oh, that is a man.
That's a man, and that's what all the other 8 of them said.
No. All 16,000 of us. We here.
I mean, that is a strong alliance.
I mean, it is. So, Nick Cannon came together with Zeus and came up with the show Bad versus Wild. Bad versus Wild is supposed to be like literally it's wilding out, but it's like 10 times crazier. Like it's literally like I saw people were fighting on the trailer. People were like doing there was a little bit of comedy, but there was like a lot more physical challenges.
Okay.
People had to like get naked. It was wild. It was so
I'm down for all
fucking
of that, actually.
Wild. Like, and it was like midgets versus midgets, dark skin versus light skin, bad versus ugly. Like,
okay, so I have
Johnson's Cabaret versus baddies.
Oh,
like, what?
Okay, because all right, I have a question now.
And they were filming in Vegas, and that's that shit I kept seeing, and I was like, dang, we should try to go to that.
That's my question.
And we should have definitely tried to go to that because that shit would have been wild.
I didn't perceive, so I kept seeing all the fucking ads and shit for it. Because I didn't know, you just clued me in for real, because I didn't know that it was a show that was actually coming out and happening, and that they were recording, and that was for the, like, studio audience. I thought these were, like, a bunch of one-off little, like, appearances and events that were just, like, because there were so many, like, one after another, and that's how I ended up getting the fucking gig with Sukiana in the same damn building.
Because she was just for the in recording.
Town. Yeah. Like, her and Sapphire were just in town, and she was actually, like, the club we were at, she was bored as fuck, because she was literally there the night before, and, like, she was just so bored looking. I'm like, I bet my girl tired as hell.
Yeah.
With all these damn, and then I saw another blah versus blah the next day. I'm like, god damn.
Girl, we should have went. Oh, my God. This studio audience looks hype as fuck.
Nigga, every time it was, like, at 2 p.m., in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, in some random part of Vegas that was middle of as fuck. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Because I would have tried for one of them a little harder, but... And then when I would see the, like, people in the flyer, I'm like, ain't enough niggas I know for this particular one for me to work to get to it,
Mm-hmm.
But I could have just been a part of something bigger had I known better.
No, it's okay.
But it's okay.
It's fine. Because it's probably going to have a season 2. Because this shit looks so crazy. I cannot wait for it to come out. I think it's coming out in a few, like, months. Like, maybe 2 or 3 months. But I feel like this is going to be a good evolution. Like, you're taking baddies plus wilding out. And you're making badding out. But
do shit.
Wild and baddies.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? Like, I'm fucking excited. I'm excited. Because I'm excited to, like, seeing bitches fight all the time. And y'all not even doing nothing fun. Like, y'all just, like...
Like, if there's some fun within the fight, you know.
Yeah, like, y'all don't even have, like, and y'all not even fun to listen to talk, you know? Like,
no, y'all are horrible.
Some of y'all are just so fucking boring. Like, all y'all can do is turn up and shake your ass and fight. And if you don't have no beef with nobody, you're barely talking.
You ain't doing your big one if you ain't got no beef.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, none of y'all are doing your big one anymore. And I'm still gonna watch it, though.
Still gonna pay my little $6.99.
For real, I'm still gonna have my little account up here. Cause I definitely,
damn.
Because I love Zeus. Like, even though it's messy, I still love Zeus.
No worries.
You know, I'm just hoping for just something different.
I mean, they're working on it, and I mean, I love the whole uncensored of it all. Like, yeah. I love seeing these titties randomly pop out and be available. So, I know that sounds like a creep.
But no, but in a non, but okay, like, but in a the non-sexual most non, way.
And the most non. Because
it's like, it's coming out, but it's like, obviously no one's having sex right now. But it's like oh, okay, it's random. Unless it's like Jocelyn Cabaret. Like, that shit was wild.
That shit, you know what I'm saying?
Season 3.
Or when they be chilling. They be chilling just having their titties out and just being hot girls and stuff. But like, it's not the hot girl of it all. I'm very liberal with my titties. I just be out and chilling and shit, you know what I'm saying, sometimes. So it's nice. It's refreshing. To, like, be able to see, you know, people enjoy themselves and shit. And, you know, not be made a thing like that, you know. Because they be with each other and it, like, not be a thing. Or only be a thing with the lesbian ones because, obviously, they're lesbian. And, you know, they got their thing that they're working out. But, you know, it's whatever. You know.
Yes. Well.
Also, I think it helped destigmatize this motherfucking, you know, the titty scars that come from, like, because... From, like, certain, you know,
when you get your shit done.
It seems like, you know, I've never seen anyone talk shit about someone's titty scars on Baddies or Jocelyn's Cabaret. Like, you just a bad bitch because you got them done and that's that.
Yep.
And I fuck with that.
I mean, shit, it takes... Beauty is pain.
I mean, shit.
Beauty is motherfucking pain.
How you gonna be mad because a cut happened and a scar is there?
Yeah,
bitch, fuck
like,
you.
I just got my
titty done. I clearly have some money and my body just ain't healed up the way. Whatever. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck you.
But,
we still about to fight.
I'm still about to beat your ass. Bitch, I'll give you some scars. No. But.
Oh, my God. If I could be on Baddies. Oh, my God. That'd be crazy. Like. I would, like, me today, I would be getting beat up.
Oh, yeah, nah, I can't handle the thought of breaking my actual nails and fingers and
shit
like, all the time. Get
like,
out of
no,
here.
No, I'm like, why are we arguing? Especially if it don't make sense, I won't even, like, respond right.
Huh? Nigga, I'd like, be just sitting like, huh?
Like, what is happening?
I'd be so surprised no one has snuck me yet in my life. I'd just be sitting like, okay, well. Fuck me up. I'm right here. Like, man, I ain't gonna do nothing, though, because I'm very confused. I was just chilling. Mm-hmm. I'll do something when you decide to do something, but I ain't gonna do nothing at this moment, because I'm chilling.
No, for real. Like, I can't deal with your ignorance. But, no, that's just a boring storyline, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to sit here and fight.
What? I didn't even care. Like, I'm still not mad at you when you overhear him. Like, actually.
Like, now I have to fight you because you're literally threatening my life, like, damn near. Like, you are in my space now. Because, yeah. Like,
no, niggas be a lot of talk, so I really just be sitting, like.
Especially, like, Scarface. Like, her beef with people don't be making sense sometimes. Like, her beef with T was weird. And that was just weird. Like, everybody she had beef with to me, it was just weird. Like, you slept everybody that you have beef with, and. It was very weird.
Well, the last one had a principal, but but even then.
What was the last one? Rolly?
With Biggie.
Oh, Biggie.
Yeah, because she snuck her. So she just snuck her again. But it was a little weird because it was the water bottle.
She started it, though. She pushed her.
Well, you know.
But that was a weird sneak, too. Like, that was weird.
It was
Biggie's
strange.
Just been so weird this whole entire
time. It's strange.
I just hate when they have, like, side beefs about shit that we don't know about. You know,
you
like,
know what I mean?
And then they have to explain it, and they mad.
In context.
Like, now I don't even know who to believe, because it wasn't recorded.
Y'all all got text messages about this shit, but y'all ain't putting them up. Y'all ain't putting up the screenshots, y'all be...
Yeah. Like, my thing is, like, when you're recording a reality TV show, you should not be allowed to talk. At all, if it's not being recorded, like that's how you keep continuity. Like that's how you keep continuity, and it helps for like more interesting plot lines and shit. Like, no, y'all are not allowed. It's the zero talking if we're not recording or filming. Sorry, we're trying to get a number one fucking show in this bitch.
Oh
like,
shit! I mean, they're getting
keep that
fun.
Shit to yourself. But I feel like it would have gotten farther because it was so many times and so many different seasons, so many different shows where it was just confusing.
Yeah,
and it was just like, what the fuck?
I was like, oh, this beef y'all had last summer is surfacing now that we and y'all just weren't gonna set it up for us for real.
Yeah, like y'all bringing people in that had previous beef and now we gotta learn all this shit. But actually, I don't even mind that part. But if it's like something that happened in between shit,
no,
like,
Zeus really be just slapping it on. Real thick, real quick, like
I was like, they was just friends. Like, no, they're fighting in the first scene. Like, what happened? Oh, on the plane, this bitch shitted in the fucking bathroom, and I told her she was trifling.
I'm like, wait, why we ain't bring this up any earlier?
Like,
what? Y'all just got off the plane.
Like, Now it's been hours y'all in the house and y'all fighting and it's like, yo, you a shitty ass, plain ass shit. It's just shit.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Like, oh yeah, you're traveling ass.
Don't say your name.
You a shitty ass, shitty ass.
It's a shitting ass shit, bitch. Shitting all on the plane. It's plain shit.
No, I've had to take a plane dump before.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I let it loose. Oof. I'm not about to sit here and hold on to any type of negativity. Oof, if my body wants to get rid of some waste, I'm letting it go.
But I gotta hold on to the rails because I really don't want to sit on that seat.
Yeah.
I've learned to air shit.
Air shit. That sounds like luxurious.
Airship.
Airship. Mm. For you and your poo. Okay, well, let's leave.
We have to get out of here.
We have to get ready to go not make any money because probably no one's coming out. Maybe, I don't know.
For Jonathan Majors Day.
Oh, it's MLK Day, so maybe people are off. So it might be.
Yeah.
Why am I working? I'm black.
I really just said that. I don't know why any black people work on this day. Y'all need to fix that, America. But
I know, like, what he MLK people. Didn't fight for this.
This is not what he.
This is not what he marched for.
This is not why Coretta held him down. So, AKA Megan Good. So, girl.
I hate this reference so much. That's why I just like I can't even enjoy the joke. This man is not MLK.
I'm like, what did he do that was so important in black that we supposed to be Coretta in him? I just want someone to answer that for me.
Like, you don't even like being black for real.
Nigga, not with these tux sweats and socks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're insane.
There's other ways to be warm.
You're American psycho insane.
Yes.
Patrick Bates as fuck.
No, he's crazy. He got that look in his eyes. He got that fucking look. Okay,
but we gotta go.
This is going on for way too long.
We gotta go.
We gotta go, y'all.
Thanks for smoking about many, many things with your girls.
Yes, your girls. And we'll be back next week. We're gonna get a nice recording schedule. I'm off on Thursdays.
And we will figure it out. Yeah.
The day. That might be the best day.
That might be current scheduling.
Yes. But yeah, so yeah. It's your girls, Sabrina the Muse.
And the Marvelous Melee.
Thank you so much for listening to Let's Smoke About It podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Two Girls One Talk.
Woo woo.
And on Facebook at
Let's Smoke About It podcast.
Yep, yep, yep. We did not say that at the same
time. Look at us.
That show was cute. Okay. Unscripted. Yeah. Love you. Period. All right. And just one little shout out to Aaliyah's interlude. I don't know why I just love her.
You're so funny.
Because, bitch, you know I'm sexy. Don't call this sex me.
You're so funny. All right, and bye. I understand.
Right? And she's so adorable. I love her. Okay. Bye. All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Smoke about it.
Let's smoke about it.
Let's smoke about it.
Let's smoke about it.